Hello, everyone. So glad that you could be here today on this very unique Palm Sunday. That first Palm Sunday must have been quite the sight to see. You know, people cutting down palm branches and waving them in the air, people taking off their cloaks and putting them down on the ground so that Jesus could ride over top of them, people shouting out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." Beatlemania, I suspect, had nothing on Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Which kind of begs the question, why? Why would people be willing to take the, like, one cloak that they owned and put it down on the muddy ground so that a donkey could walk on top of it? Well, it's because they knew that a king had come. And they knew that this king would take care of his people. Right, that's what good kings do, don't they? They take care of their people. They protect them from their enemies. They make sure that they are fed. They rule with justice and truth so that there will be peace and security in the land. So when those country folk that first Palm Sunday saw the Son of David riding in on a donkey like kings sometimes did, they lost it because they understood that the king who cared for them had come. Now, some of them lost interest because within the week, their king had in fact died. But for those who waited just a few days longer, they discovered that this was a king unlike any other. A king who would die for his people. A king who had power over death. And a king who truly cared. That king reigns today. Jesus is just as much king this Palm Sunday as he was 2,000 some years ago. And good thing too, because I am acutely aware of my need for a king who cares right now. A king who can handle things that are way beyond me. A king who can heal his people. A king who will preserve us even beyond death. Jesus is a good king to have in the face of COVID-19. Just listen to Psalm 29, knowing that this applies to Jesus as well. The psalmist in Psalm 29, verse 10 writes, "The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." Jesus is the Lord, the King, who sits enthroned forever to give to his people peace and strength. You know, in the psalmist's mind, the flood is the greatest natural disaster that you could face. I would argue right now that COVID-19 is a flood, and our King is sovereign over even it. Jesus is enthroned as King on high, giving us strength and peace when we need it. Jesus is the good King who gives his people strength and peace. He is the good King who cares for us. So if you have asked Jesus to be King, you know, open the doors and said, "Come in, come in," then he is working for your benefit right now. Rest in that. Trust your King to work for good in these circumstances. And if you can see a way to contribute to his mission of welcoming people into this good, caring kingdom, then take that opportunity. If not, stay home, rest, and rejoice in the sovereign care of your eternal King. He is taking care of you. And in his sovereign power, he will bring you through. Jesus is the good King who takes care of his people. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for being a King who cares for us. You put our interests before your own on the cross, and there is no reason to think you won't continue to do so. Jesus, thank you for ruling over us and keeping us safe and preserving us even in death. Jesus, you are a King who is with us to help us. We trust you. We surrender our lives and our resources to you. And we ask that you would guide us. Protect us from our enemies. Provide what we need. And help us to participate with you in your good kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for coming once to be king, to be a sacrifice on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, that you will come again to reign as king forever. We are grateful to be your people, and we pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, folks, watch in your email for information how to connect once again for our services, our gatherings on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And in the meantime, I would encourage you to stay safe, trust in God, and remember prayer and precaution, not panic.